Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Friday, December 15th. Not much of a change across the board at the end of the day. So let's first take a look at corn. We've got March finishing down a penny at 347.5. We put in a new contract low at 346.5, and the close was a new contract low close by a quarter cent. That has the corn finishing the week down 5.25 cents. This morning there was an export sale announced, 134,000 tons of corn to Costa Rica, not enough to give much of a boost to the market. And later, Informa came out with some numbers. They upped the corn yield from this year to 176.6. That was versus their 173.4 number in November, and that's 1.2 bushels per acre higher than the USDA's November number. They also pegged 2018 corn acres at 89.7 million acres. That's down from last year's 90.4. Taking a look at wheat, we've got March finishing flat on the day at 418.25. That's down 0.75 cents on the week. Kansas City March down 0.75 cents at 417.5. That's down 0.5 cents on the week. USDA made an announcement of a sale of 130,000 tons of soft red winter wheat to unknown. Again, this was not enough to sustain any kind of rally in the wheat. Informa came out with their winter wheat numbers. They're pegging acres at 31.1 million. That is down from 32.7 million last year. We'll have to keep an eye on that, along with the fact that a lot of this wheat is still pretty dry and no snow cover there headed into colder weather. We'll see what that does as time progresses. Taking a look at beans, we've got January finishing down 0.5 cents at 967.25. That's down 22.5 cents on the week. A couple of good USDA sales this morning, 126,000 to unknown and 257,000 to China. But like the wheat and the corn, not enough to sustain any kind of rally there. Informa released their numbers. They pegged bean acres for 2018 at 91.4 million. That's versus 90.2 million last year. And they also upped their bean yield to 49.7 bushels per acre. That's versus the USDA's previous number at 49.5. NOPA crush was released this morning. Came in at 163.54 million bushels. That was versus expectations of 163.2. And the oil stocks came in at 1.326 billion pounds. That's versus 1.224 last month, and above the average guess of 1.269. Taking a look at outside markets, we've got the dollar stronger, up 44 points at 93.92. Crude oil up 23 cents a barrel at 57.27. Stock market strong, up 171 points. I think they're getting closer to having that tax deal finished. And that also strengthening the dollar, not helping the grains here. Again, without any real strong bullish indicators here, it seems the funds are content to lean on these short positions that they have, awaiting anything that would force them to get out. That is all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.